The race for Seattle mayor is heating up once again. Mayor Mike McGinn officially launched his fall campaign yesterday, and he unveiled a new set of attacks against his opponent, State Senator Ed Murray. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Mayor McGinn launched his campaign before a sea of supporters in Ballard. He outlined the accomplishments of his first 4 years, and he attacked State Senator Ed Murray's leadership in Olympia.
We have a Democratic governor. We got a Democratic state house. We have a Democratic congressional delegation, a Democratic AG. But Senator Murray lost the leadership of the Senate.
Last year, Murray was elected Senate Majority Leader, but was deposed when fellow Democrat Rodney Thom formed a coalition with Senate Republicans. A McGinn supporter called Murray's record on economic justice issues spotty. He pointed out that Murray backed a 2001 bill that would have established a lower minimum wage for workers who received tips. At a forum later in the day, Murray called that a false characterization.
Well, I think it's a Karl Rove tactic. You try and take someone's strength, and my strength has been in social justice and in civil rights, and you try and rip them and rip their reputation and raise doubts.
Murray says that bill had been part of a compromise to get more benefits for restaurant workers, and it was supported by several progressive Democrats, including Sharon Tomiko Santos and the late Kip Takuda, who both endorsed the mayor. As to the claim that he was responsible for losing the Democratic majority in the Senate, Murray says it makes no sense. He says Democrats lost the majority after losing a critical seat in the election. The two men will have lots of opportunities to follow up on those themes. They have more than 30 joint appearances planned before the November election. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.